Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Clarissa Taylor Jackson, who's Director of Signature Programs for the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Metropolitan Baltimore. And Clarissa is here today to talk to us about mental illness, about what resources are out there, about how to recognize it, and about why it is important for us as a society to pay more attention and to understand it better. So, Clarissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and we're glad you're busy because you're doing good stuff to try to help a lot of folks out there. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Alliance?
Sure. So NAMI Metropolitan Baltimore is an affiliate of National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we've been affiliated with NAMI, NAMI National, since 1983. And in that time, the organization really began before the affiliation around a kitchen table with parents who were unsure how to help their children who were living with a mental health condition. So they gathered to support each other and find resources. Over the last, since 1985, we have been continuously growing and innovating to meet the needs of individuals and families impacted by mental illness. Today, we are serving more than 9,000 individuals every year. Our mission is simply to improve the lives of individuals through education, support, and advocacy.
Thank you. What is your background and responsibilities at NAMI?
Sure. So my background is that I am a community program professional. So I've worked in community programs my whole working career. At NAMI, I am the program director, a signature program director, which basically means that I help make sure that our free education and support programs are accessible to everyone in the community who needs them in our service area.
So if anybody has any problems with any of the programs, they call you.
Sure. Generally, though, if anyone has any questions about any of our free programs, they reach out to our website, namibaltimore.org, or they call our helpline at 410-435-2600.
Okay, great. So that's NAMI Baltimore, all spelled out, .org.
Absolutely.
Or 410-435-2600.
You got it.
Okay, great, great. How long have you been in NAMI?
So I've worked with NAMI since 2016. So I'm celebrating 2 years.
2 years. That's that's long enough to know where some of the bodies are burning, right?
Sure.
Let's talk more about NAMI's various activities and services. As you said, you do education. I know that you folks do a lot of different types of education.
Sure. So primarily, our signature programs include family to family, which is a 12-week class for family members, siblings, caregivers of folks who are living with a mental health condition. Then we have the peer-to-peer program, which is an 8-week class, and that is for individuals who are living with a mental health condition. And then the next one, for the most part, we just have two more classes. It's a 6-week class for caregivers. It's called NAMI Basics. And then the last kind of opportunity that we offer is a 90-minute presentation program called In Our Own Voice. So we have varying commitment levels for programs. The main idea is that all of our classes and our outreach programs are free to the community.
That's wonderful. Free.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have support groups, too, which are free. They're 90-minute commitments, but they're free as well.
Great. And somebody can find out more about them by going on the website or giving
you a call. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All of our programs, including special programs that are seasonal, are all listed on our website, and we update our website regularly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I assume you have to register in advance for these classes?
So for the classes, absolutely, you do have to register in advance, which is why we suggest that folks go to our website to understand when they're happening. We have classes that start regularly. every season. And then for our support groups, that's a drop-in type of situation. Oh. So you don't have to register, and it's you don't have to continue going if you go to one session. It's more about you finding out what suits your need at the time and mm-hmm. just adding that to your overall wellness plan.
Wow, that's a great resource out there. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like in many ways you help folks with mental disabilities live either independently or with support in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. We don't provide clinical support. We are non-clinical. Right. It's more about helping connect folks with life skills and coping mechanisms that they can add to their overall wellness plan to be able to live well in recovery. Mm-hmm. We all have ups and downs. And so our whole job is just to continue to innovate and find new ways to help folks live well. And that it's not just for folks who are living with a mental health condition. We really want to stress that our support mm-hmm. also extends to family members who provide any sort of support.
Yeah, they can take that basic class.
Absolutely. You can take the basics class if you are a parent or a caregiver. Family to family is really popular among siblings, mm-hmm. aunts, uncles, grandparents who aren't necessarily the parent of the person, but definitely provide support and resources to a person that would be living with a mental health condition.
And to help them, they need to avoid triggers and learn how to understand and how to be positive.
Absolutely. But the biggest thing that we stress is self-care. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in supporting our loved one that we forget about ourselves. We forget about doctor's appointments, taking time to just sit still and do something we want to do. Mm. So self-care is a big part of the training and education, educational tools that we share with our participants.
Kind of heal the healer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your classes and your support groups, where are they located?
So we have created this interesting program where we call mental health program hubs. And uh-huh. so right now, all of our classes or most of our classes are exclusively delivered through these mental health program hubs. So we have a hub in Cherry Hill at MedStar Harbor Hospital. We have a hub in Catonsville, which is at Christian Temple Church. We have a hub which is at Amazing Grace, which is the McElderry mm-hmm. Park area by Johns Hopkins Hospital. And then we have something like a hub at our office in North Baltimore, kind of near Towson.
Okay, so that's a lot of convenience there for
absolutely.
A lot of folks. Both in the county and the city.
Absolutely. And we only have room to grow. Our goal is to make it easier for folks to come to our classes and support groups, which is why they're free. So that's step one. Then step two is making them generally accessible, even if you don't have a car. So all of our hubs, they're near a major bus line. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get to from 695. And we know I have identified other areas in the city and in the county where we have plans to expand our programming to, again, just to make sure that we are reaching everyone in the community who needs our support.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. What a resource. And that is a resource that is increasingly needed, isn't it?
Absolutely. Most folks have heard this statistic, but 1 in 5 individuals are living with a mental health condition mm-hmm. or are impacted with a mental health condition in some way. We know that between 35 and 40% of young adults or youth are impacted by mental health as well. So it is a resource that has kind of always been needed, but the attention now is we're getting the attention that we deserve. And folks are reaching out for the resources that they need regarding mental health.
Yeah, and people are becoming more aware of what is mental illness.
Absolutely.
And that's something, you know, what's one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show today was to talk to us about how to recognize and once you do recognize what to do. Because I know that there's an awful lot of folks out there that are suffering in quiet. They're suffering in silence and they need a way out. They need a way out. And
sure.
and in many cases, it's whether they know it or not.
Sure.
And in
sure.
many cases, of course, they have a friend or a wife or a husband that, you know, or somebody at work
Sure.
Who's having problems, and that person can benefit too from dealing with it in a better, more positive way.
Sure, sure. And so what we like to say is sometimes recognizing the signs that you may need help or you may need to speak to a professional can be a step in the right direction. And so what we like to say is if you yourself experience prolonged periods of depression, or if you are seeing this in your loved one or a really close friend, that's a sign. Mm-hmm. Also, changes in mood, definitely changes in eating patterns, sleeping, regular basic activities. If you're noticing these changes, also if you are noticing or you find that substance use has become a factor, or substance misuse has become a factor, definitely all of these are signs that something is happening, and you should probably reach out to your primary care physician. That's a really great step. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if there's an emergency situation, you want to reach out to crisis numbers like Behavioral Health Systems Baltimore. Obviously, you can reach out in the emergency crises, but just generally paying attention to your loved one, checking in with yourself, these are some of the signs that may mean that something is changing in your body or your loved one's body, and you may want to reach out for help.
Yeah, especially because it's free.
Well, in this instance, there are so many resources in the community where a person could reach out to, but most folks don't know where to go.
Right.
So that's why
right.
we're here. NAMI Metropolitan Baltimore, again, we don't provide clinical support, but we do have, number one, our free education and support classes that folks could be a part of. But then also we have a helpline that's open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, where you can call and generally ask for support and resources. We have an extensive resource manual that all of our staff are trained to kind of help sift through as someone calls seeking support. And obviously our lovely volunteers who are also dedicated to being on the line to speak with someone who generally has a question or maybe they're in crises at the moment, which is really important because the emergency is right now and the only number you know is ours. We really want to make sure that we are as helpful as possible in that moment.
Right, right. So that number again is 410-435-2600.
Absolutely.
Or NAMIBaltimore.org.
You got it.
When somebody is in crisis, or they know of somebody in crisis, and it's after your closing hours, who should they contact?
So generally speaking, our police departments are recognizing that there is a need to respond very specifically in crisis situations, especially when it relates to mental health. So the 911 number is always important, and just being as clear as possible about the situation that happens. And then trained emergency response teams will come on the scene and be able to de-escalate that situation.
Great, great. So it's 911, and make sure you mention mental health or mental illness.
But yeah, being as clear as possible.
Right, right.
Yeah, again, every situation is different.
Yeah,
obviously, every situation is different. But recognizing who to call when is super important. And again, especially if you're noticing changes with your loved one or a very close friend or family member, you really need to begin to plan for emergency situations. We get calls every day from loved ones who something recently happened, and you know, you get the standard, here's who to call, and pamphlets after that happened. But to create a plan in the event that something should happen doesn't necessarily take the stress away from the situation, but it certainly allows you to be better prepared.
Absolutely. Very, very, very good advice. Very, very good advice. Unfortunately, we're about out of time. I want to thank our guests, Clarissa Taylor Jackson, Director of Signature Programs for the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Metropolitan Baltimore, NAMI Baltimore, for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clarissa. Keep up your good work for all of us. And once again, that contact information is www.namibaltimore.org or telephone 410-435-2600. That's 410-435-2600. Or if somebody is in crisis, call 911. Anyway, thank you so much, Clarissa. Thank you for your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.